This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional. It's really good that you've decided to listen to this particular series, especially resolving conflict, getting rid of all of this conflict in our lives, whether it be professional, whether it be personal, our own conflicts. Today we take a look at Ephesians the 4th chapter and verse 26. And it says this: "And don't sin by letting anger control you. Don't let the sun go down while you are still angry. For anger gives a foothold to the devil." Before that, in verse 25, it says this: "So stop telling lies. Let us tell our neighbors the truth. For we are all parts of the same body." Anger is something that does control us sometimes. We get so angry about a situation. We get so full of tension and anger when we are in conflict. Maybe someone has said something to you that was completely wrong. Perhaps someone has accused you of something that isn't true. And what do? You get angry. And that anger can build and build and build. You know, many years ago, I had such a bad anger problem that rather than hit someone, I would hit a wall or a door or something. And then one day, I'd been at a meeting somewhere. I can't even remember where I'd been, but I'd been at this meeting and I felt the Holy Spirit really strongly. And I can calculate that it was from that moment — I hadn't asked for it, but it was from that moment — the Lord had taken this violent anger away from me. And this anger used to just flare up, used to just come up from nowhere very, very quickly. And during this meeting, the Holy Spirit took that anger away and it was no longer there. Now I get cross, I get irritated, but I never get angry like I was angry before. In actual fact, my wife used to say to me, "You are a very angry man." And she was right. That's exactly what I was, a very, very angry man. Until God intervened and took that anger away, and it dissipated to nothing. Paul is saying here, don't sin by letting anger control you. Now watch this, because this is interesting. He says, don't sin by letting anger control you. In other words, we're all angry sometimes, but anger has a way of controlling you, because I believe that anger comes from the evil one. And it can control you. It can control you to such an extent that you can't stop yourself getting angry. And because you can't stop yourself getting angry, you are not in any control. The control goes. And my question to you is this: if the control leaves you, where does the control go? Because God doesn't have control of it if you are uncontrollable in your anger. God hasn't got it. So I can only assume that the evil one has it. And if the evil one has control over your anger, boy, oh boy, you have a problem. And Paul is saying, don't sin by letting anger control you. Because if you are uncontrollably angry, then sin is coming in. He then goes on to say, don't let the sun go down while you are still angry. Don't sleep on that anger. Don't let that anger fester inside you as you lie in your bed. Because when you wake up in the morning, beloved, you will not have control of that anger any longer. Don't let the sun go down while you are still angry, says Paul. For anger, watch, gives a foothold to the devil. That means you're giving him a chance to come in. And he will. If there is a foothold, he'll find it. And he will come in. And then you have even a bigger problem. But you have to make a conscious decision in your own heart that you're going to not allow anger to control your life. You need to make this conscious decision right now and say, you know, I've been angry and sometimes it's uncontrollable. I can't have it anymore. I'm going to let it go. Anger is the way to keep the conflict going. Because if you're in conflict and you're angry, then you are perpetuating this whole conflict. If there is no anger there, how can there possibly be conflict? You see, you can't have conflict on your own. In other words, if you are having an argument with someone and you are not arguing, it's not an argument. That person is just ranting and raving all on their own. And may I say, they look mighty ridiculous if they are ranting and raving all on their own. But if you make the decision that you are not going to rise to it, if you make the decision that you are not going to allow anger to be controlled by the evil one, if you make a decision that you want to keep your eyes well and truly focused on Jesus, if you want to make a decision that he is in control of this anger in your life, if you make that decision, I believe in Jesus' name, you will see right before your eyes that the anger that you are feeling inside will dissipate. It will diminish and it will go. Because we serve a God who wants to look out for us. We serve a God who loves us that much that 2,000 years ago he sent his son. If anyone had a right to be angry, it was Jesus. When they nailed him to a cross, for he had done nothing wrong. But he wasn't angry. The only time we find out in Scripture when the Lord got angry is when they turned the temple into a marketplace. And Jesus saw red that day and overturned all the tables. That is the only time we can find where he was angry. And I didn't say lost his temper either, because he didn't lose his temper. Because his anger was righteous anger. They turned the house of God into a marketplace. And the Lord was justifiably and righteously angry. And don't let the sun go down while you are still angry, for anger gives a foothold to the devil. Beloved, don't allow him to get a foothold in your life. I want us to pray together now. And I want you to say these words along with me. Heavenly Father, I ask you to forgive me for any time I've been angry and I have lost control. I pray in Jesus' name, Lord, that if Satan has control of the anger in my life, you take back that control now in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah and glory to God. And this is so appropriate right now that I'm going to pray for Gail in South Africa, who lost her job through no fault of her own. And there is now a court case going on tomorrow. And I just want to pray for Gail now. Father, I pray for Gail that during these proceedings, especially if people are lying about her, Lord God, I pray she does not get angry. I pray, Father, that your peace is with her, that she is full of your peace. Lord God, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that as she answers the questions she needs to answer, it is done with total peace. I pray, Father, that as Gail is standing in the dock, as she is giving evidence, if she has to give evidence, Lord, I pray for the love of your Son Jesus to shine through her eyes. And I pray, Father, she is completely vindicated of any wrongdoing. And I pray, Father, along with my brothers and sisters around the world, that she will win the case and get that which is justly hers. And I know, Father, that you will do this through the power of the Holy Spirit and because you love Gail so much. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. And also, Father, I want to pray for my brothers and sisters around the world that you would dissipate any of this conflict that they are finding in their lives. Teach them, Lord, what to do. I pray, Father, for wonderful knowledge. And I pray for wisdom that comes from you. And Lord God Almighty, I give you the honor and the glory and the power that is due your name. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.